A Benson Diary written by John Murphy and featuring poems from John Clare. Come, Queen of Months, in company with all thy merry minstrelsy, the restless cuckoo, absent long, and twittering swallows, chimney song, and hedgerow crickets, notes that run from every bank that fronts the sun, and swathy bees about the grass that stops with every bloom they pass, and every minute, every hour, keep teasing weeds that wear a flower, and toil and childhood's humming joys, for there is music in the noise. The village children, mad for sport, in school time's leisure ever short, that crick and catch the bouncing ball, and run along the churchyard wall. Born during the violent rupture we know as the French Revolution, to a labourer in Helston near Peterborough, John Clare knew both poverty and the harsh realities of powerlessness in an age where social position was everything. Enthralled by his world and its rustic singularities, his soul sang of that romance in lyric poetry, but much of his life was eked out in asylums. Perhaps this troubling sadness of depressive illness gave his poetry its distinctive luminescence. It shines into our own dark and troubled times. Even if I write in bleary raindrops, this has been a dry few weeks in the village. Garden watering has therefore started early. Water butts are still full of earlier rains. Early too are rambling roses in their crimson velvet, pink blush and yellow sateen frocks. Our loganberry has really taken off and is in mighty flower. Whether this adds up to a reasonable crop is another matter. Our perpetual hydrangeas are back in another storm of leaf and ever smaller flowers, pot-bound probably, but the scarlet rhododendron is still a sight for sore eyes. And we have figs. This year I must make more of them than I've managed in recent years. For all my life, May has been my favourite month of the year, much as spring is my favoured season. And now its pirouette of long day dances effortlessly through the meadows about the village. Now the wild grasses run to seed in seas of buttercups and daisies and cowslips and red campion. Buttercups this year in Cow Common at Ewelm are just amazing. They light the entire meadow. They dust my shoes with mustard pollen on every walk. They're tall this year, so much so that Milo and Finn must jump through their golden rapture. At Dorchester, the meadow behind the abbey is in its most glorious effulgence. Here, too, buttercups knee-high, with wavy cow parsley and leggy daisies and scarlet poppies, red campion and wild flax and forget-me-not. They've cut a series of pathways through the meadow so you can amble through the midst of wild flowers. It's extraordinary. It must have been how these meadows were in ancient times, the times perhaps when Birinus first came from Rome and built the church more or less where the abbey stands today. So as the arc of summer sun rises to its heights, so come the festivals and other seasonal delights with straw boaters and strawberries and cream. I've seen the distinctive blue and white striped marquees are up in Henley. They promise pims and rowing and the chatter of chattering classes at play in the sacred season of the English summer. Whether the sun shines on this summer enterprise of England, we never really know. But perhaps part of the charm is seeing those sporting their linen suits and floral prints, shivering and soaked by watery caprice of those wayward weather gods, who never may miss a chance to make sport of lesser mortals. Making sport reminds me that I've still got one childish dream to fulfil. I've never been to Wimbledon. Maybe next year, maybe I'll finally find myself on centre court. Tennis was something of a mad passion of teenage years. I'd rush back from school to sit and watch a grainy black and white TV screen for several hours as Laver or Newcomb or Mrs. King or Mrs. Jones strutted their stuff. Ah yes, I remember it well. This year, I'm deeply involved in the St. Barinus Festival. It has its own webpage, now in its fourth year at Dorchester. This year's festival is mid-July. July will be its permanent locus, much as the Abbey, and St. Brian's Church will be its permanent home. For half a millennium, those July days were the days of summer festival of Barinus. In addition to the singing of the liturgical hours and Mass in the form Barinus brought here in the 630s, this year's festival has a series of concerts, some featuring the Davy Consort, and there will also be a variety of talks. There's some ancient instruments to see and handle, child-friendly, and a performance of Monteverdi Vespers under Simon Over's baton, with Sophie Bevan and Daisy Bevan, and a short procession of the icon of our local saint, seeking to evoke the fun of medieval processions, which were more akin to the continental fiesta. This year, our theme is the shared music and culture between 16th century England and Spain. Next year, it is planned to look at France in the age of Charpentier. So summer comes, and elegiac memories brimful of hopes and hurts that mark the best and worst of times, of which our childhood often seems composed. John Clare's May is quite a long poem, as poems go, and poems went on far too long, as I seem to feel in those times. Now I find myself enjoying getting lost, ambling in the fields and along lanes, with Clare as my guide. It feels sometimes as if I almost was there with him. That's a rare gift. Tears almost start, and many a sigh regrets the happiness gone by, and in sweet nature's holiday, his heart is sad while all is gay. How lovely now are lanes and balks for toils and lovers' Sunday walks. The daisy and the buttercup, for which the laughing children stoop 100 times throughout the day, in their rude ramping summer play. So thickly now the pasture crowds in gold and silver sheeted clouds, as if the drops in April showers had wooed the sun and swooned to flowers.